It's time for a refresher.
I want to reboot the old sitcom Step Right Up.
Because we've got eyes everywhere.
Good luck with your show, Mr. Minaj. We'll be watching.
I'm Patrick Gomez from Entertainment Weekly, filling in for Jared Hall. And here's what to watch on Tuesday, October 4th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Good morning, Angels. Drew Barrymore is interested in reuniting with Lucy Liu and Cameron Diaz for a third Charlie's Angels film. On a recent episode of Drew's News podcast, Barrymore said, quote, "I was just watching Lucy, funny enough, who I was texting with this morning. And she was at Comic-Con for the new Shazam movie, and they asked her, would you do a Charlie's Angels 3? And I was on the edge of my seat. I would be surprised if any one of us ever decreed we wouldn't do it. I would. I would in a heartbeat. The answer is an emphatic yes. I will always say yes." In theater news, EW has given Lea Michele's production of Funny Girl an A-. The former Glee star took over for Beanie Feldstein late last month, and her rendition of Fanny Bryce got glowing praise from Jessica Dershowitz, who said Michelle is, quote, "simply spectacular." And looking ahead to the future of Broadway, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera may be ending its record-breaking run early next year, but the legendary composer already has his next Broadway debut lined up. It's Bad Cinderella, a reworked version of Cinderella that debuted on London's West End in 2021. Relative newcomer Lynette Hinau will star in the titular role. And finally, a new Black Panther Wakanda Forever trailer hit Monday, and EW has an exclusive breakdown of the footage from Ryan Coogler. The director had been hard at work on the sequel when news of star Chadwick Boseman's death shocked the world in 2020. As part of EW's new cover story, Coogler says, quote, "I had to find a way that I felt like I could keep going, and a way that our Black Panther family could keep going. I started to come up with a film that had elements of the film that we had just finished writing, but also applied the themes that the people who were hurting just as much as me could actually perform and execute and come out on the other side whole." For more on all these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com. Order, order. Court is now in session for the premiere of Hasan Minhaj, The King's Jester. The new Netflix stand-up special comes from the veteran comedian who hosted a political talk show on the streamer called The Patriot Act, which covered global news and politics. In this special, he promises to discuss those same topics with a twist and include some anecdotes about parenthood, life in modern America, and freedom of speech.
Can I trust you, Brooklyn? Starbucks, but I hate the fact that they have a drink called chai tea. Chai is tea. You're saying TT, you dum-dum. Hey man, you want some naan bread? F*** you.
Do you remember the way they would horrify us young boys? Watch out, boys. Your pre-cum will get girls pregnant.
Aziz. He's just like, ooh, yummy, ooh, ooh, pasta, ooh, rigatoni, yes!
Dear Hasan Minhaj, we read your letter. Please come
to the embassy.
Good luck with your show, Mr. Minhaj. We'll be watching.
Sorry!
That's why, when I finally got my own shot, do my own show on Netflix, I named that Patriot Act.
Pushing the envelope has never sounded so funny. Watch the premiere of Hasan Minhaj, The King's Jester, streaming now on Netflix. It's trivia time. Of the new Hulu series Reboot, which we'll get to in just a minute, a 2000 sitcom gets rebooted, bringing a cast of wacky characters back together after years apart. Each episode of the show is named after a bygone sitcom. Which of the following is not an episode from season one of Reboot? Growing Pains, New Girl, or Modern Family? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
Get ready for a love story 25 years in the making. Our next pick is the season premiere of Cherish the Day. The OWN anthology series from Ava DuVernay will shift to a new story this season and center on Ellis and Sunday, who met as high schoolers and started a passionate romance, only for life and other loves to get in the way. Now they're reunited 25 years later. Will kids, exes, and the rest of life's baggage keep them apart? Or is their love strong enough to endure? Here's a preview.
Oh! Let me see you dripping.
And finally, we're going to garnish with a beautiful sweet pepper. Got it?
Yes, chef.
Light up when you're next to me. I'm plagued by your mystery.
Sunday. What have you been up to these last 25 years?
Guess who I ran into?
Who?
Ellis Moran.
Is he still fine?
So hard to behave. You give me feelings we don't have a name.
What do you think?
I get with you. The last time we saw each other, we were 17. I lost everything. I lost my best friend.
Trust.
And my belief in fairy tales. Is this your wife?
Soon to be ex-wife.
As long as you know what you're getting yourself into.
What's he got that I ain't got?
And you got me feeling like.
Why won't you give us a chance?
I gave you a chance. A couple chances.
Will Ellis and Sunday rekindle their love in the streets of New Orleans? Seems like things are getting pretty steamy in the South. Watch the season premiere of Cherish the Day tonight at 9 on OWN. Stay tuned for our number one pick and the answer to today's trivia question. What to Watch will be right back.
Oso.
No one be
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/Awardist.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Y2K is back in clothes, music, and of course, sitcom reboots. Our number one pick is the new episode of Reboot. The Hulu series follows the cast of a popular sitcom called Step Right Up as it's being rebooted for a modern audience. The cast, which includes Keegan-Michael Key, Judy Greer, Johnny Knoxville, and Paul Reiser, has come together after years apart and lots of changes have taken place. Let's just say things aren't exactly how they used to be. Here's a clip from today's episode.
I hate to admit it.
You
were right about the Josie joke. Cleveland is funnier than Milwaukee.
And yet, in real life, Milwaukee, funnier.
Hey, Gordon, had a really nice rewrite last night.
Good, good.
I just have a few tiny concerns about a couple of spots, specifically.
Yeah, you know what? Hold the thought. Just hold it. Let me grab a pen. Be right with you.
What the hell? Yeah, so I thought it played much better, right?
Not an idiot.
What?
Well, your dad, he's not grabbing a pen.
No, he just
he's
said
not
he's...
coming back.
How can I help?
Well, he never wants to hear any of my thoughts or concerns.
I'm sorry. Maybe you should just work out your shit with him.
I don't think you realize how hurtful it is to have him just walk out on me like that.
I mean, I might have some idea.
Focus, Hannah, please. We're talking about me.
Today's episode is titled What We Do in the Shadows. Could there be perhaps a vampire sighting in the works? Catch Reboot streaming now on Hulu.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following is not an episode from season one of Reboot? Growing Pains, New Girl, or Modern Family? The answer is Modern Family. Episode 1 is titled Step Right Up, after the fictional show within the show that's being rebooted, and the preceding episodes are titled New Girl, Growing Pains, Girlfriends, and today's What We Do in the Shadows. That's our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Editor-in-Chief Patrick Gomez. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Patrick Gomez LA. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher and Jared Hall, hosted by Patrick Gomez, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.